Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
All aboard the night train.
Sunday night at 9 p.m. it's the night train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll.
Latin scorchers. Scratchy 78s.
Deep gospel, Delta blues.
Heavyweight dub. Psychedelic nuggets. And a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.
The Breakdown. 4 o'clock classic.
This week's 4 o'clock classic. Inspector Norse from
Todd Turyer.
Yes, nice.
Did I do well?
I think you did all right there.
Todd Turyer, 2014.
For yes.
Inspector Norse from so far his only album. It's Album Time, released the same year. He is a consistent tourer, and I'm thinking if you've got a set of tunes like that, you milk them.
Milk them.
He's playing
for 12 years.
dates in America next month, as and also a couple in the UK. We've got Brighton on the 12th of September and London on the 19th. There's a gap there.
For what?
Sydney Matilda. Come on, Sydney Matilda. Get Todd to you.
Yeah.
There. 4 o'clock classic out of the way. Albums of the week this week. We are going to have a double. We've got Olivia Rodrigo and Kelsey Liu.
We have.
Also, plenty of other new stuff, including something from Interpol. So
I thought that was coming up next.
It is coming up next.
Oh.
Yeah.
Play it then.
That was the link.
That was the link.
That was the link.
I thought you were just tasting it for later.
No.
They put two songs out, haven't they?
Yeah, yeah. Was it This Mirror Weighs a Ton?
Yep, that's the one.
Spelt very strange. And
that's how you spell ton.
That's not how you spell ton.
Oh, yeah. That's Americans. That's Americans spell ton.
And See Out Loud, the one that we've both chosen.
Yes.
Is it because it's the one that's slightly under 5 minutes?
It's only 15 seconds shorter, but yes, it is definitely shorter.
Yeah. A great song. How many Interpols out of 10? For we will decide on the other side
yes,
of this.
Yes, judge for yourselves.
That's the, what was that?
That's more Todd Turia. He's getting in there.
No, it wasn't. That's the start of this song.
Hold no, on. It's not. It's not.
It is Todd Turia, isn't it? That would have been 0 Interpols out of 10.
I mean, for Todd Turia, it's 10.
Okay, this is Interpol.
Yeah.
Big fade out from Interpol there. See Out Loud is one of the two tracks that has been put out ahead of their new album. The other of them, This Mirror Weighs a Ton, is also the name of the album. Due out on the 28th of August. Yeah, it's... well, they're back.
They are back. Interpol they're definitely back.
In a big way. Huge North American tour coming up in the first part of autumn. And then they're over in the UK with Bloc Party, joint headliner tour, calling it Sheffield's Arena.
Arena.
Sometime in November.
It's November, yes.
Yeah. And that's all I've got to say about it. Oh, how many Interpols out of 10 for you?
I think that's a 10.
You'd say 10?
Maybe 9, 9.5.
I don't think a fade out is very Interpol-y. I'm going to say 8.
That takes off 2, does it?
Yes, 2. I think it's a big part of the song as well. So 8 Interpols out of 10, but a great Interpol.
I'm sticking with 9.
Okay, you stay with that. All right, double coming up. Second part of it is going to be Wishy.
Oh, I think so. I've just looked at that, and they had an album with the same title as this single in 2024.
Oh,
so I'm not sure if this is an old song.
I don't know. I've heard about this.
Okay,
doing this, but I don't.
Are they doing a Gomez?
I think maybe they are, because this track Wishy appears on Under the Radar's new songs of the week. Is it called Lovesick?
Have I brought completely the wrong song? I brought a song from 2024.
Have you?
I don't know how.
Should we play?
That's not the one Jeremy recommended, is it?
No, I don't think it would be. Should we play Lovesick by Wishy?
Let's do that after another new artist for the show. Kind of. Sari Lightman, way back in the day, was a member of Ostra and also is one half of Tassiomancy with her twin sister, Romy Lightman. But she has got a solo album coming out, produced by Meg Duffy, also known as Hand Habits. I think it's coming out... July? Yes, I think in July. Anyway, this thing is called Give It All Up.
Dear doctor, are your papers the same? Is the hours open? Shapes metals in my name. Are you angry? Thinking hard within such pain. Buried is a blessing. I'd be that hard again. Give it all up. Give it all up. Give it all up. Give it all up. Give it all up to you.
Give it all up. The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2.
Brilliant new single by Wishy there. Lovesick is the first song to be released from their second album, Nature's Pill. Yeah, Nature's Pill, out on October the 2nd.
Is it the follow-up to 2024's 777?
It is, and yeah. 2025's Planet Pop Star EP.
An EP.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We have Jeremy to thank for that.
We do.
And for you putting a Wishy song on your playlist, and me to thank for playing the right one.
The right one, yes.
Yeah. It was really good.
I should read messages more.
Probably.
Closely.
What was before that?
Before that, first playing the right one for Starry Lightman, a track called Give It All Up.
Okay. Album of the week time now. Get back to it.
Album of the week.
Kelsey Lou, So Help Me God, is her second album. 7 years after the debut, Blood, from 2019. And it's very, 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 very good. Hence, album of the week status.
I'm playing Cutting Off the Head of a Ghost.
All right.
Ooh, I like you more when I'm wasted. 'Cause I met you.
Really good stuff there from Kelsey Lou. Cutting off the head of a ghost from the album.
So Help Me God.
So Help Me God.
We're going to play Shearwater now, a band who's been played on The Breakdown since the very first few weeks. I can remember playing Shearwater back in the old building in 2007. Regular releasers of albums back then. Album every single year, it looked like. Slowed down a lot since then. There were 6 years between Jetplane and Oxbow and their last album, The Great Awakening. So for only 4 years now between that and the release of their new one. Don't think there's a name for it yet. If there is, I haven't got it. I have got this new song. It's called Slugs in the Marigolds, and it is excellent. Definitely 9 out of 10 intervals as well for Shearwater.
No fade out.
Fade in.
Ooh.
Slugs in the Marigolds from Shearwater. I told you that there was no name for the new album. That was a lie. It's called New World, out July the 31st, on their own Polyborus label. Right, 777 time?
Nearly a minute early, but yes, let's get it on now. I'm going to hear something from the La Securité album that came out yesterday.
Good.
Also going to hear something else from Liz Lawrence's album that we played a track from last week that was well worthy of being a dual album of the week, but we had too much to play. And we're going to kick it off with a track from Ruby Jones, who I'm surprised is getting first play on The Breakdown, recommended by friend of the show, Kat, in Australia. And Ruby Jones is indeed from Melbourne, Australia. Album came out last month, not playing the track that was recommended to us, purely for time reasons, and also because it was a former single. This is the title track from Ruby Jones' new album. This is Souvenir.
Talking through the demonstration, I was holding on to your hand. Bloody Mary's while we're in the air. Hail Mary, is this we land?
Breakdown, treble seven.
Sure.
Bingo is the second album by Montreal's La Securité, and that was Trixie from that album. Came out yesterday, well worth a full listen. In the middle of that, Liz Lawrence from Vespers, last week's sort of second album of the week, which we didn't play two tracks from, but we have now. Heaven Didn't Need Another Angel, and we kicked it off with Souvenir from Ruby Jones' album of the same name. And now it's over to you for your longest song.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to play my longest song that I've got left. The Interpol song was longer, but that's gone from the list.
It's gone.
So that now makes Beth Orton's Other Side, which came out last week, my longest song. I'm just going to play it for you. I think there's an album coming up. Seventh record, I think. The Ground Above. Yeah. It comes out soon. In autumn, I think. Anyway, I'll play this.
Singing you, I hadn't slept. A sound so full of hope that finally I wept. What do I know in this sweet life? What do I care? Her voice rang out, I am alive, I am still here. And I sing out for my freedom, I sing out for my life. Sing out for another day, I get to make it right. I ask the door, but can you see? What does it feel like on the other side? On the other side.
little bit Hey Jude at the end there. That's Beth Orton, Other Side, a single from The Ground Above, the album out next, no, in 2 weeks' time, actually, June the 26th. Right, final 20 minutes of the show. Let's get them in.
Let's get them in. Let's get into the new artist things. We've only played five. Joe From School is a London singer-songwriter. I think Joe Geller. Yeah, Joe Geller is a real name. This is the second single from Joe Geller, releasing an EP very shortly called Grace, Flair and Distance. This is called Julia Roberts, and we'll double it with...
No, we won't.
We're not
going to do that one.
We're not going to do
double
that.
Double it with this one, because I think this is new. It's very good. I want to get this in. Emmy.
Let's do that.
Quesada, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
I sing on bruises from everything I've ruined.
It's inconvenient all the time. Hell can fall in summertime. I can't keep up the grace and still face it with all the changes. I hate it, I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. Photographs I don't recognize. My eyes are light before the battery died. I'm rotted at the roots. Don't know if I'll ever bloom. Out of breath, I'm climbing stairs, trying to find the ghosts in their dead head. All I've got to lose. Don't know if I'll ever
how I would have ended that song as well. I'm glad she did it. Emmy with Bloom, a track from her fifth EP, Night at the Opera. This is how this girl works. She is from Los Angeles, and the EP is brilliant. There's a better song than Bloom on it. What's the Point was a single earlier in the year, and I was saying, 10 seconds I heard of it, and I put it onto my Songs of the Year. So do check that out, Night at the Opera. We better crack on.
We better crack on with Olivia Rodrigo and Robert Smith. What's wrong?
Her first featuring artist.
Yes. Mm. What's wrong with me?
I'm just staring at the ceiling. Can't describe this feeling I've got in my head. I'm out of body in my bed, and I'm just searching up my symptoms, desperate to fix them. I'll do anything, 'cause lately I've been spiraling. Oh, I'm not feeling like myself, and nothing ever seems to help.
Until the doctor and she said I was fine, but every movie that I see makes me cry. It's like somebody put a weight on my chest. I should talk to a friend, but I can't get out of bed. My head is spinning and my stomach is sick. Say I'm in love, so it's hard to admit.
I should talk to a friend, but I can't get out.
what's wrong with me. I think you're 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 what's wrong with me.
You Seem Pretty Sad for a Girl So In Love is the new album title by Olivia Rodrigo, and that was What's Wrong With Me featuring Robert Smith.
Oh, such a good track.
Such a good track.
The Return of Lorraine now is going to be the penultimate song of today. Fourth album, Fata Morgana, is coming out in August, and Solar Cycle is the first single from it. I'll play it now. Statement of Intent by Lorraine there. Solar Cycle, first single from a new album coming out in August. All right.
Last track this week is from Debbie Dawson, who is releasing an EP in 2 weeks' time called Where Have All the Good Men Gone? This single came out last week, and it's called Kool-Aid. We'll be back next week, both of us.
We will both be here next
week.
We
will. Reggae Time's up after us.
I do Goodbye. Anything that you say, I would drink your Kool-Aid.
Do it.